Enemies would bring the water. So that one who was bringing water, fetching water for them, he also left. So Baba said, you know, you must observe your religion. Of course, religion is such a thing that it should be observed. So if the servant has left, you go and fetch water. So, of course, it was a difficult thing for them. So one or two days, of course, they did. And then they requested Baba, that Baba, of course, you know, anyone if brings water, you know, there is no objection. Baba said, no, never do so. Religion, according to your religion, you know, you must observe. You must do it. Don't touch, don't take water from anyone. And then they felt so fed up with that. Water, of course, was not there. They had to bring water. They had to cook their food. So it was so difficult. So one day, you know, they held a meeting. And they said, here, of course, you know, we are here with Baba. And there should be no caste system, no religion, nothing. Because they felt tired of bringing water, cooking food. So no, you know, we must have common kitchen. And the proposal was brought to Baba. And Baba says, no, it is not a good idea. Why should you do this? It is no good. According to your religion, of course, I don't want to interfere. So according to your religion, of course, you must observe, you must not take food from elsewhere. It is no good. So they said, no, no, it is not that, you know, only thing we were doing all this because what others would think about us, they would just think that we are with Meher Baba, and because we are with Meher Baba, there is no religion, nothing. And this was the reason that we were observing all these years, you know. So Baba said, don't think about others, you know, you think about yourself. What the people will think, what the world will think, world may think anything. So what care you should have for that, but what do you feel? So they said, no, Baba, now, here, you know, the common kitchen should be there, common kitchen. Baba said, but, you know, somehow I don't like this common kitchen thing, you know, according to religion, it is all right, it is going on like this, so you just continue. So again, you know, they felt so tired, so fed up. But Baba said, no, no, according, and they thought that Baba also wanted, you know, that we should observe the religion. But now it is too difficult, you know. It is no good now. We have to draw water from the well and we have to cook our food. No good, you know. Something should be done. So one Brahmin then approaches Baba and he says, Baba, please just give us chance. You know. And of course, you know, we don't care for the world, we don't care. We have come for you, and therefore there should be no distinction. And then Baba said, you know, in the meantime, what happens? This well was there, this regular well near the road. So somebody, you know, brought some meat and threw in the well.
Some what?
Meat and threw in the well. And for Hindus, it is too much to bear. He knows. Philip, because he has come from Banaras. So it was too much. Now then, Baba, of course, called a meeting, big meeting, you know. And Baba says, now, what we should do? What we should do? There were some who suggested that the matter should be reported to the police and action should be taken. The culprit should be found out, you know. So it should be done. And then there were others, of course, they said, why should we go to police, you know? We should find out and then that culprit should be thrashed, you know. We'll do it. So it just went on and on. And Baba said that if you are really religious, if you think that you are really religious, forget about that. That water, you know, if they put meat in the water, in the well, you know, if you drink that water and you don't care, they will never do so. So now you decide what you should do, why to go to police or do this or do that. How, you know, just become bold enough so that why they are doing? They are doing to harass you. But when they find that you are not harassed by that, then of course you know it is good. They will stop it. They will not do it. And then they all agreed. And the common kitchen then started. And Vishnu Master was the first person, you know, he takes the food in the plate, you know, oh, very tasty food. Very tasty food. And then the common kitchen started. But in the meantime, there was one incident, I tell you. It so happened that when Baba came here, Chagan Master, he was one of the Mandi. But in the beginning, he came. He came and he was watching Baba was playing with the Mandi members and the boys. So he came here and he saw, you know, Mahabho, it is a good place, you know, good place. So he comes to Baba and Baba asks him, what do you want? He said, somehow, you know, I like this place. I want to be with you. Is it so? He said, yes. But what about your father? You are Brahmin and your father would object. So you, tomorrow you bring your father. So the father comes the next day. And he says, Baba says that here, you know, Chagan, he wants to be here, whether it is good. He says, no, but if he wants to be here, no, I have no objection. He says, then you mean writing. So Baba took in writing, you know, that he agreed to keep Chagan here. Now what happened? Chagan, food means good food, you know, sweets and everything, but you are rice and all. Everything is good here, but this food is no good. So, you know, I don't like this place. So he left. When he left, what happens? Baba called his father. And Baba said that Chagan left, you gave me in writing. What is this? You are Brahmin. And such a thing you, your son is doing, whether it's proper. He said, no, no, I will bring him back. So he goes. And he asked Chagan, why did you come here? You go back to Meher Baba. So he says, no, I don't want. So why? The food is no good. I don't like that food. So, you know, his father says, no, but I have given promise. You have to be there. You have to obey. So then Chagan came here. Chagan came here and he was leaving. But then his father's mind started working. That's here. With Meher Baba, Hindus, Muslims, Parsis, everyone is there. No religion, nothing, and I am Brahmin. Whether this is the proper thing I am doing, I must go to Upasani Maharaj. He was the follower of Upasani Maharaj, and he would go to Upasani Maharaj. So he went there. As soon as he went there, Upasani Maharaj asked him, where is Chagan? And he says, he is with Meher Baba. He says, Meher Baba? That Parsi? And you sent your son to Meher Baba? What type of Brahmin you are? You just go and bring him back. So he says, he thought that just he committed a blunder, you know. He was Brahmin and why did he send his son to Meher Baba, who is a Parsi? And then all other people, you know, different religion, they are there. It is no good, you know. So he comes here. And he says to Chagan Master, Chagan, Upasani Maharaj wants you. Said, no, I don't want to go. Huh? You don't want to go? Said, yes, I don't want to go. Says, why? You just left Meher Baba and came back home and then I brought you back and you say that you don't want to go? What is that? She said, when I did not want to be here, you brought me. Now I want to be here. He said, no, but Upasani Maharaj wants you there. You just come with me. He said, just tell Upasani Maharaj that I don't want to go there. He said, no, Upasani Maharaj, you don't understand. He wants you to be there. He does not want you to be with Meher Baba. He said, whatever it may be, but I don't want to leave Meher Baba. I want to be here. So that father, you know, goes back to Upasani Maharaj. And he says, you know, that Chagan does not want to come here. I tried my best, but he does not want. He said, why do you care, you know? When I was in Kharagpur, of course, I was also with sweepers. So let him be there. Sweepers, you know, untouchable. So when I was in Kharagpur, I was also with the sweepers, you know. I was living with them. So let him be there. Because his father was thinking, you know, that it was not good, he was Brahmin. So it was not good for Chagan to be with Meher Baba, though in the beginning he said that, yes, you be there, and then the mind started working. So here, you know, different things would happen. And
what caste did you have?
Upasana Brahmin. All right, another incident about this Brahmin business. You must have heard about Dr. C.D. Deshmukh. So C.D. Deshmukh, when Baba went to West, of course in London, Dr. Deshmukh met Baba. He did not meet Baba when Baba was here in India. He was doing his PhD there, and Baba went there, and then of course he read in newspaper, and then he came to Baba there, and then afterwards, after completing his PhD, he came back to India. And then he asked Baba that what he should do, and Baba asked him to take up a job. So he was a professor of philosophy in Nagpur. Then after some time, his mind started working. He thought that Meher Baba was very good, very loving, you know. But Meher Baba's master is Upasani Maharaj. So master must be knowing more than what Meher Baba knows. And master is, Baba's master means Brahmin. And I am Brahmin. So why should I not go to Upasani Maharaj? So of course, you know, one day he goes to Sakuri. And Upasani Maharaj in loincloth, of course, he would remain naked, only loincloth would be there. So he was just sitting there, and it was evening time. And Dr. Deshmukh was coming. So he looked at him, and he abused him like anything, and threw stone at him. And he asked his mandi members to drive him out. And it was too much for Dr. Deshmukh, MA, PhD, to bear. That how this master, you know, how he is behaving. What was the reason this he is behaving like a mad? How is it that he is a master of Meher Baba? Meher Baba is so loving, so good, and his master, he is mad. So he goes back, and you know, he was very much upset, and he wrote a letter to Baba that I am very, very upset, and I just want you to give me some time. I want to come to you. And Baba permitted him. When Dr. Deshmukh went to Baba, Baba said, what's the matter? Why do you feel upset? And he narrated the whole incident. And he says that, Baba, of course, you are my master. I would never go to Upasani Maharaj in my life. I love you, and I will obey you. And I will not go to any other master except you. So Baba says, will you obey me? He says, yes, Baba. I am prepared to dedicate my life to you, and I will obey you 100%. Is it so? So he says, yes, I will obey. So Baba says to him, if you want to obey me, the first order, just listen carefully, go to Upasana. He said, I am ready to obey any order, but not this order. Not this order. I am prepared to obey everything, you know, but not this. So Baba says, either obey my order or just leave me. And it was too much for him to bear. So Baba says, either you leave me or obey me. But you have to go to Upasani Maharaj. You must go because I am sending you. So you must go to him. So poor fellow, of course, returned to Nagpur. And he was just thinking how to go to Upasani Maharaj. He was so violent. He was mad, and this time, if he would go, what would happen? You know, he was just throwing stones at him, and he was feeling scared, you know. But fortunately, what happens? That Upasani Maharaj goes to Nagpur, and it appeared in newspaper that Upasani Maharaj has come here. So Dr. Deshmukh thought that now he is in Nagpur, now I must go and see him. So poor fellow, of course, he purchased garland and sweets. And in the meantime, he had written Baba's biography. A booklet was there, and Baba's picture was there. So he wanted to present that booklet to Upasani Maharaj. So he goes there. Now Upasani Maharaj was sitting like this, and Dr. Deshmukh was coming. So Upasani Maharaj looked at him. Oh, Dr. Deshmukh, you are coming. Please come. And he comes there. Oh, sit down, sit down. How are you? Very, very lovingly. How are you? Say, by your blessing, you know, I am all right, Maharaj. Say, oh, what did you bring? He forgot to garland Upasani Maharaj. So garland was there. So immediately he remembered and he takes the garland. Oh, what is there? So that booklet was there and Baba's picture was there. So when he was garlanding, Upasani Maharaj took the garland and took that booklet and the picture was there and Baba and he garlanded Baba's picture. And then Dr. Deshmukh came to know why Upasani Maharaj behaved like that. Because he had that doubt. He went there thinking that of course Upasani Maharaj must be knowing more than Baba, and because he was Brahmin and I am Brahmin, of course I must go to that master. And this was the reason why Upasani Maharaj of course threw stones at him, abused him. Then he realized, but afterwards he did not go to Upasani Maharaj. He did not go. And every now and then, of course, he was very close to Baba. Now, about Mandali members, of course, Baba's treatment, there are so many incidents. So here, of course, Mandali members were there, and sometimes Baba would show favor to someone. There was one man, his name was Arjun, and he was illiterate. But Baba made him the director of education. He would not know what to write and what to read, you know, reading, writing, nothing. But he was the director of education. And then, not only this, but you know, Baba would call him and he would ask him to sit near him. When the food would come, first Baba would give him. And everybody was just thinking, you know, this man illiterate, director of education, and then afterwards so much favoritism to him, and of course Baba would not care for anyone, but he would be take much care of Arjun, and it just went on and on, and Baba would just show more and more favor towards Arjun, and everybody was thinking this illiterate man does not know anything, and why Baba so much love towards him? What is the reason? What is the reason? And they would just feel jealous. And this man, of course, you know, because Baba would ask him to do certain things, sit near him, eat with him, so he would do it. Now, what happened one day? Then when it went to the extreme, everybody was feeling jealous of him, this director of education, illiterate. So when it went to the extreme, one day Baba goes to the school. The school was there, Hajar Babajan school, and Vishnu was the headmaster. So he takes the stick from Vishnu master, and he says to him, just beat me thrice. And Vishnu says, what? You are my master? I am your disciple. How can I do it? He says, this is my order, you know, you must obey. No, I am not going to obey this order. I will leave, I will run away from here. You are my master, I cannot do this. Then Baba called Rustam. He was elder brother of Adi. He was the manager here. And Baba says, Rustam, take this stick and beat me thrice. He said, what? What are you telling me? Rather, I would just jump in the well and die there. I cannot do such a thing. But I am telling you. Said, no, I am not going to obey this order. This is no good. You are my master. I must not do this. And then Arjun, he was somewhere, Baba called him. So when he came, Baba gave that stick. He said, Arjun, beat me thrice. And without a second thought, he did it. And then Baba said to others, you know, this is the reason why I love him. It is not that. You just think that, yes, why should you beat the master? You should not. But when master himself asks you, where is the room for all this, that you are my master and I am your disciple and I will jump in the well? What is there? When the master himself asks you to do certain thing, there is no room for any argument or discussion, nothing. There is nothing. You must obey. And this one, though you think that he is illiterate, but how obedient he is. And because of his obedience, I love him. and you feel jealous of him. So you just obey me like him, and you will also be closer to me. So these were the things. Now I come to some funny incident, and then I will take another incident. So in 1926, Baba was here, and one day in the Mandli hall, he was asking the Mandli members, "Did you see my shit?" And they said, "No, Baba, wonderful fellows, you did not see my shit." Said, "No, Baba, you are with me all the time, and you did not see my shit? No, Baba." And Baba would just express, you know, wonder, surprise that they did not see.
What word did he use?
Oh, shit. It was a Gujarati, Marathi, Hindi, English, everything. Maila? So, did you not see my shit? No, Baba. Wonderful fellow. Now I tell you. Before the beginningless beginning, one day I felt an urge to move my bowels, you know. And I did. But what happened, you know? The moon and sun and the stars, they came out. And you see the stars and you say, "Oh, beautiful stars, beautiful moon." So when my shit is so beautiful, have you any idea about my beauty? When the shit is so beautiful, what about my beauty? So here, of course, you know, the master, of course, it is not that you just say the humorous atmosphere would be there. He would also be very strict. He would also be very serious. Sometimes he would be very humorous. Sometimes he would play with us. Sometimes, of course, he would cut jokes. And sometimes he would be very, very indifferent. Very, very indifferent. When certain phase would come there for certain person, that means that period would be so difficult for that one that, you know, he would always think of nothing but death. I must die. I must die. That period would also be there. Different phases would be there. Now, just like this, I tell you one more incident about the Mandli members. We were at Maharaja, and of course, it was in the year 1956, before Gustavji died. So every day, Baba would call Gustavji and ask him to sit near him on the chair. And Baba would give him some sweets. And Gustavji would eat. So one day it so happened that Baba came. And he asked me to bring a plate for Gustavji. So I brought a plate. And then Baba says that he gave me certain instructions to write a letter, and he said, "It is very urgent, you go to your room and just write immediately and send to Ahmednagar." So I went, you know, and I started writing. Hardly I wrote two lines, and Baba clapped. Now the Mandli members were there sitting there, but Baba wanted me. So I went there. He called me, so I went. He said, "Gustavji wants a glass of water, bring." So I brought a glass of water, put it there. He said, "Just urgent, that letter is urgent, go and write." So I went there and started writing hardly two lines, and again clapped. And again I came. By that time, you know, Gustavji, of course, a portion of the sweet fell down. I was saying, "Now ends would come, just clean it. So I cleaned it. He said, go and write the letter. It is very urgent." So again I went there. And after 2 minutes, again he called me. And again a portion of sweet fell down. He said, clean it. So while cleaning, you know, I was just thinking. My mind started working. This old man, of course, you know, sitting here and eating sweets, and he's playing mischief every now and then. Baba calls me. And he's playing mischief and eating sweets and nothing else. So Baba says, "Did you complete that letter?" I said, "How is it possible, Baba? Every 2 minutes you call me here, how is it possible to write the letter?" Baba says, said, every 2 minutes I call, right, you know. But here, you don't understand. I call you, I ask you to write that letter. You are obeying me, and obeying me 100%, because I have asked you to write that letter. So you are obeying me 100%. Gustaji, whom you think that he is sitting and eating, he is doing nothing, but he is also doing most important work. And what is that most important work? He is doing this because I feel pleased. So in order to make me happy, he is doing this. So he is also obeying 100%. But the difference in obedience is this, that his obedience makes me happy, your obedience does not make me happy. Though you are obeying 100%, he is obeying 100%, but his obedience makes me happy, your obedience does not make me happy. This is the difference in your obedience and in Gustaji's obedience. Yeah. Of course, when he would call me, I must go, I must attend, you know. But my mind started working that this man, old man, doing nothing, just eating there and playing mischief. So I got irritated. And then at that very moment, Baba asked me, that did you complete that letter? And I said, how is it possible, Baba, every 2 minutes you call me, and how is it possible to complete that letter? So then Baba explained it. Then another thing, now that there would be no fight, there would be fight also, and if there would be no fight, then Baba would create something, you know, so that you may fight. Now, Bible, you must have heard, he was the Sardar, means the leader of Mast, you know. He was the one who would bring Mast. And there was Kakabariya. So Kakabariya was also looking after Mast, and Baidul was looking after Mast. So Baba was there in Mahabaleswar, and so many Mast were brought there. And Baidul was the manager of Mast Ashram. Now one night, Kakabariya, of course Baba had sent him to bring a Mast. So he brought a Mast. And he brought a Mast at night and took one gunny sack for the Mast. Now Baidul says, I am the manager. Why did you take that gunny sack without my permission? So Kaka says, who are you? Who are you? I am the manager, he says. Oh, who says that you are manager? You bring only mad people here. I have brought the advanced Mast. He says, your Mast is not Mast, he is mad. My Mast, you know, they are all advanced, sixth plane, fifth plane. And there was fight. When there was fight, Baba came. And Baba says that, what's the matter? So Baidul says, Baba, I am the manager of the ashram, Mast ashram. And he took gunny sack without my permission. So Baba says, why did you do this? So Kaka says that he is also mad, you know. Why should I take his permission? One gunny sack I took. No, but he is the manager. You must ask his permission. So Kaka says he is mad and he has brought all mad people here, different issue. All, he said, no, he has brought mad, you know. My Mast, they are all advanced. And Baba says, I am so happy to hear this, you know. I don't know whether they are mad or they are advanced. I don't know, but these two people, you know, now I feel confident because they are there. They would just tell me that this one is on sixth plane, on fifth plane. So, you know, I have now confidence, you know. Then, of course, the fight would be there. So sometimes Kaka would keep quiet. So Baba would encourage him. And then Kaka would just, you know, he would start shouting. Then Baidul sometimes he would keep quiet. So Baba would encourage him and then he would start shouting. And Baidul would put dentures, you know. So when he would get excited, the dentures would come out and put back the dentures. So yeah, it was the fun, you know. But at the same time, what is there, what you think, you know, it would just come out when you create such situation. Just like you say that my Mast, of course, he's on fifth plane and sixth plane and all these things, you know. So it would just come out. And for that purpose, Baba would create such a situation. Now, what happened? We were at Mehradar. And Baba would always ask me to write this, write that. So I said, you know, of course, I don't find time here. Baba said, all right. You would go to Guru Prasad. And at that time, I would give you time to write. So we went to Guru Prasad. And my duty, I would keep night watch. So duty would begin from 3 o'clock afternoon. So Baba said, instead of 3 o'clock, you come at 4, 1 hour. He gave me for writing work, 1 hour. So 1 hour, of course, writing work, so I give 1 hour, 3 to 4. And there, you know, in Pune, Meherji would come. So Baba asked Meherji to be with him from 3 to 4. So the first day, of course, I could not decide what to write. So I was just on the veranda when Meherji went to Baba. And I was just thinking, you know, what to write. After, say, half an hour, Meherji came out of Baba's room and went to Eraj. So I thought that he must have brought some message. And he was conveying. But after 5 minutes, Baba clapped. And when he clapped, Ghaver came running. And Baba said, where is Bhau? So Ghaver came running to me and she says that Baba is all alone there and you are sitting here. So but Baba asked me to come at 4 o'clock. Now come. So I went there. And Baba says, why did you not come? I said, Baba, you had asked me to come at 4 o'clock. So Baba says, did Meherji not tell you? I said, no. Call him. So I called him. You did not tell him? Oh, I forgot him. But why did he not ask? Why did he not ask? I forgot. Yes, Baba said, why did you not ask? Why did you not ask Meherji? All right, you know, I was guilty. So then 3 o'clock, 3 to 4, he had given the time for writing. I would not be able to write because as soon as Meherji would go to Baba's room, I would be there just waiting. Anytime he would come, you know, I must go. So I could not write. Then we came back to Mehrazad. When Mehrazad we came, so Baba would call me at 3 o'clock and he would retire at 3 o'clock. So he would go in his room and he would ask me to sit on the veranda of Rano where Rano lives. And he would call me at 5 o'clock. But he would want me to be there at 3. So I would just go there. And I would just think, you know, so much work is there and Baba calls me and I just sit there 2 hours unnecessarily. When he asked me to come in his room at 5, why not? Why does he not call me at 5 o'clock? I just come and sit here. So it went on. And one day, of course, before Baba left, you know, he wanted to retire. So before that, of course, he gave me instruction to write one urgent letter. And then he retired and according to the instruction, of course, I had to follow. So I went and I was just sitting there thinking that why Baba calls me early and I just come here and sit here and can't do anything. And at 5 o'clock, Baba called. I went inside. He said, did you write that letter? I said, no. Why? He said, Baba, you just called me here at 3 o'clock. I just come and sit there and do nothing. Why? I could not write that letter. So you do nothing? You come here and sit there, you do nothing? He said, yes, I don't do anything. I just sit there, just wait for your call. But how unfortunate you are. Just go to Himalaya and see there are yogis who sleep on the nails so that they may not fall asleep. And they remember me all the time. But I don't go and see them. And here you are. I call you at 3 o'clock. And you just come and sit on the chair and you wait for my call. And definitely I call you after 2 hours. Definitely. You don't just sleep on the nail or this, nothing. You just come and sit comfortably on the chair and definitely I call you. So to wait for my call is not the work. It is the most important work you are doing because you wait for my call. You don't understand this. To wait for my call, it is not just easy thing. Those who are fortunate, they can only wait for my call, not all the people. And still you complain how unfortunate you are. So sometimes we think that, you know, I am doing this much and that one does not do anything, you know. Day and night I do this, and of course there are others, they just live comfortably. But it is not the thing, you know. Only thing that our connection with him, just for him, when you are for him, the call is always there. At any time he may call you. So you just wait for his call, and that is a great thing. It is really a great thing to wait for his call. And his call, at any time, it may come. So we must remain prepared for that. Our whole life is nothing but just waiting for his call. So his call, of course, we must wait, and we must see that when he calls us, we must remain prepared for that. Then other thing about Manli. What happened when Baba came here? Of course, the school was there, and different teachers were there. There was one yogi also. So that yogi, of course, when he would come, Baba had appointed him as a teacher. So that yogi would come, and everybody would pay respect because he wanted, you know, he was something. He was teaching something on yoga. He was advanced. So when he would come, you know, just like Baba, when he would go, so someone would hold the umbrella. So that yogi also wanted that someone should hold the umbrella, and Baba had appointed someone to hold the umbrella when he comes. So, and then fruits, he would not eat anything. He would take fruits and milk, whatever he wanted. Of course, Baba would provide. And he was very happy, you know. And then because everything was provided for, so he would say that, Baba, really, you know, I'm very fortunate that I have come to you, you know. I'm really very fortunate. So long this respect was there. And Baba would not say anything to him. But what Baba did? He appointed another teacher for the same subject. And when another teacher was appointed, then the fight started. This one, the another one who was appointed, he comes to Baba and he says that this man does not know anything. He does not know Sanskrit properly. And that one says, what do you know about Sanskrit? And the fight began, you know. He was thinking that he was something. But here Baba did not say anything that he is not something. But he appointed another teacher for that. And the fight began. Every day there would be nothing but the fight between the two, you know. Then he forgot that somebody should hold the umbrella and this, because he was engaged in fighting. As soon as he would come, you know, you would see that whether that man is there. He is one who was opposing him. So all the time fight. And then this one would say that he is very, very egoistic, Baba. And he says, no, Baba, he is very egoistic. He does not know anything. He does not know anything. Just fight. And then, but this fight, you know, this was very, very useful. Very useful. Because gradually then they come to know about that how they should obey Baba, how they should behave when they are with Baba. So many things. And gradually the change took place in them. So this fight also, it is not that Baba would do. There was some purpose behind it, and that's why he would just create such a situation. And then, of course, that the other one, he was really a pleader, but he knew the language properly. He knew different things. This one, he was just he did not know anything, but he was thinking too much of himself. So Baba did not say that you are not too much. So Baba said, all right, now this, he says this, and now you decide. And then Baba says that, you know, here, you teach all these things. You teach, you know, the boys are there, you teach. But when it is not in your deed, you know, what is the use? It is of no use. When you teach that you should remain calm, quiet, no anger, control anger, all these things, spiritual things, you teach. So only for the sake of teaching. So it is of no use. And they could then understand. So that type of situation he created, and he would then he would deal with that, and then of course everybody would come to know that yes, it was a thing, you know, right thing. I tell you.
Some other questions too, I guess.
Now this change. All right, your question.
What were you going to say? No,
this because he asked this about the mandali, and that's why I was continuing. All right, your question.
The second thing that stands out in your mind after first coming to hear Baba, the second striking incident.
That day.
After the must.
That day I told you about the must. But before the must, something happened. I went to Baba, and I was quite new. And all the mandali members, they were with Baba since so many years. So the first day, of course, Baba gave me this order that I should go to the room of each mandali member and say at 9 o'clock, "You fool, keep silence after 9. So now, "You fool, keep silence after 9, Gustadji, old man, Pekobad, old man, Baidul, Dr. Nilkant and Pendu and Eric, they were there. So, you know, it was too much for me how to do it, but because it was his order. So, you know, when the time was approaching, I went to the room where Eric was there, Pendu was there, Dr. Nilu and Vishnu. So, 9 o'clock exact, you know, I gathered some courage and I say, "You fool, keep silence after 9. And they said, "Yes, sir." So I was happy. It went up very well. Then I went to the room of Gustavji, who was observing silence since so many years. So I said, "You fool, keep silence after 9. And he looked at me and he smiled. He smiled. He was observing silence. Then I went to Dr. Duncan. And Dr. Duncan, again, the same thing, "You fool, keep silence after 9. And he says, "Yes, sir." Then the difficult thing was there, Kekobab. At 9 o'clock exact, he would close the room and he would pray. So just stand before Baba's picture and silently, without a word, uttering a word, you know, he would pray silently. So I went to his room, I opened the door, and I said, "You fool, observe silence after 9. And, you know, I disturbed him in his prayer. So he looked grave at me and I realized. The next day, next night, the same thing happened. And he was very, very upset, Gustavji, Pekoba. Third night, of course, you know, he could not bear. But because he was praying, so he did not say a word. But the next day, he went to Baba. And he said that this man, he has come now, and every night he comes to my room, and Baba, I tell you, I don't utter a word, silently I pray, and every night he comes and disturbs me, he says, "You fool, keep silence after that." And Baba heard, and Baba said, "All right, stop it." Stop it. So then I was also very happy. And I stopped. Then here, you know, what happened? Baba's work, you know, that Baba's work with children, the boys, Baba's work with poor and lepers, Baba's work with mass, different type of work, middle class family, then, of course, rich family. So, different types of work he was doing. So, these boys, you know, he said that I just want an ideal boy, you know. And the search would be made, and so many boys were brought, but he did not find an ideal boy. So when Baba went to Karachi, Lahore, that side, you know, in 1939-40. So what happened, you know, Baba went that side, and then he was to come to Lahore, and this blue bus, which you see, you know, it was there, that blue bus too. So from there, Baba was to come to Lahore. And this blue bus, Eric's father, he also drove this bus. So Baba would send send someone to make advance arrangement when he would go from one place to another. Now, our heir's father, you know, Bairamji Jessawala, he was asked by Baba that he should just find out an ideal boy. When he would reach there, of course, he would contact that boy. Now she said, Baba wants an ideal boy. How to find out